Good morning. We read today from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Dear friends in Christ, what do you want to do with your life? It's a common question that we're asked when we're young. It's probably a question that many of you are kind of thinking about and struggling about today, especially those of you who are seniors. Because up to this point, everything has been kind of taken care of by your parents as you've gone through grade school and middle school and now in high school. But suddenly, as you face the prospect of leaving high school, you're faced with a whole sort of questions. Things like, do I want to go to college? Or maybe, do I want to enter the workforce? Is the military something for me? As you look on then later in life, you are thinking about questions like, do I want to get married? And who do I want to marry? And even as we're older, those questions of what do I want to do never end. Questions of what do I want to do with the rest of my life? When do I want to retire, and how can I make that happen? Long ago, a young priest's kid from a country town near Jerusalem had a number of questions for himself. And I wonder what those questions looked like in the life of Jeremiah. What Jewish school will I go to? What rabbi will I study under? Will I go into farming or herding, or will I follow in my father's footsteps and become a priest? Well, in the text that we have before us today, God reveals that he had a special plan for Jeremiah. It wasn't what he had expected, it wasn't what he had planned for, but it was something special. Now, the Lord doesn't tell us exactly what he has planned for us as he did for Jeremiah. As our text goes on, he explains that he's going to call him to be a prophet. But he hasn't told us what we're supposed to do. He hasn't told us what we're supposed to do after high school, what job we're supposed to take, who we're supposed to marry. But no matter what path the Lord takes you down in your life, you can be sure that he has a plan for you, because he has chosen you to be his child. So what was it about Jeremiah that caused God to call him as a prophet? Was it his priestly background? Was it his connection to people in Jerusalem? Was it because he was a great speaker? Or because he had all of those tools that were necessary for being a prophet? Well, as we read on throughout Jeremiah, we see that maybe God could have picked someone else for all the trouble that Jeremiah gave him. For again, Jeremiah saying again and again, why did you choose me? Why not somebody else? God could have just skipped over him. But he didn't do that. So why did God choose Jeremiah? He chose him because of his undeserved grace. Throughout the Bible, God seems to make a point of calling people who are the most unlikely to do his work. Think about Moses, for instance. Moses, who had to flee from Egypt when he was 40 years old after killing an Egyptian, spent 40 years as a shepherd in Midian. And yet that's the person that God called to lead his people out of Egypt. What about Gideon? Gideon, a man who was from the least significant tribe and the least clan of that tribe, yet he was the one that was chosen to win a great battle. He chose Saul, the greatest persecutor of the Christian church, to be Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles. None of these people deserved to be chosen by God, and yet God chose them anyway because of his undeserved grace. In the world of business and sports, it's often the people that have the most talent, the most drive, the most charisma that are chosen for great things, to get that promotion or to make a lot more money. And in those contexts, those people generally deserve those things. But what makes God's choice of you as his child so remarkable is that it's undeserved. The Lord says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you." Before you were born, God knew you intimately. And since he knew you intimately, he also knew that you were born as his sinful enemies. David says this truth very well in Psalm 51. "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Jeremiah didn't deserve to be God's prophet, and we don't deserve to be called his children because of our sinfulness. God should have just passed us over, gone with someone who maybe would give him less trouble. But as with Jeremiah, God has chosen us. He has chosen us through his grace. Through Jesus, his son, God showed his undeserved love and kindness to us. Through the perfect life that he lived in our place, and through the precious blood which he shed to cover every one of our sins, Jesus has made us worthy in his sight. As Peter writes in the second chapter of his first epistle, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Think about that for a minute. God has called you out of darkness. He has called you out of the darkness of your sin into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ, who has provided for you an inheritance, that the inheritance of heaven. That God chose Jeremiah out of his pure grace served as a comfort for him throughout his ministry. And just as Jeremiah was driven by the wonderful assurances that he knew that God would be with him, so we can be encouraged by the fact that God always knew that we would be called his children. He always knew that he would bring us to faith. And it's that truth that we can cling on, that we can cling to in our darkest moments, when we're filled with doubt and uncertainty, when we see the depths of our sin and we can't imagine how God could continue to love us. When we look at our lives, and maybe if our lives don't turn out exactly how we hope for them to, and we begin to struggle with our faith and face struggles of all kinds, in those times we can cling to these words: "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you." Dear friends, God has called you. Through his powerful word and sacraments, he has called you to be his own, to live under him and his kingdom. Despite your weakness of faith and mine, despite your wicked ways and mine, the forgiveness and love of God does not fade. All of your sins are forgiven. You are his own dear child. Let this be the rock and foundation of your life. Amen. We'll close this morning by singing hymn 785, all four stanzas of 785.